Appendix. Ellen White answers questions about the message and the messengers. 1. What do you say about 1888? The loud cry of the third angel has already begun in the revelation of the righteousness of Christ, the sin-pardoning Redeemer. God meant that the watchmen, the church leadership, should arise, and with united voices, send forth a decided message. Then the strong, clear light of the other angel who comes down from heaven, having great power, would have filled the earth with his glory. The very message that God meant should go forth from the Minneapolis meeting, the message of truth, which angels of heaven were seeking to communicate through human agencies, the justification by faith, the righteousness of Christ. Some felt annoyed at this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They said, "This is only excitement. It is not the Holy Spirit, not showers from heaven of the latter rain." They resisted the Spirit of God at Minneapolis. 2. When you spoke of 1888 as the message of Christ's righteousness, what unique concepts did you have in mind? We are to show that God's chosen people will keep His commandments, refusing to swerve to the right or to the left in disobedience. Did the Savior take upon Himself the guilt of human beings and impute to them His righteousness, in order that they might continue to violate the precepts of Jehovah? No, no. Christ came to bring man strength, to obey the precepts of the law. Divinity took the nature of humanity, and for what purpose? That through the righteousness of Christ humanity might partake of the divine nature. 3. What grand purpose do you understand was in God's mind when He sent us 1888? Obtaining that efficiency which might have been ours in carrying the truth to the world, as the apostles proclaimed it after the day of Pentecost. The light that is to lighten the whole earth with its glory. Light is flashing from the throne of God, and what is this for? It is that a people may be prepared to stand in the day of God for. Why didn't God bypass Jones and Wagoner and give the message directly to you? You had already been acknowledged as the Lord's messenger. The question is, has God sent the truth? Has God raised up these men to proclaim the truth? I say, yes, God has sent men to bring us the truth that we should not have had, unless God had sent somebody to bring it to us. God has let me have a light of what His Spirit is, and therefore I accept it, and I no more dare to lift my hand against these persons, because it would be against Jesus Christ, who was to be recognized in His messengers. 5. Could you yourself learn anything from Jones or Wagoner? Dr. Wagoner has spoken to us in a straightforward manner. There is precious light in what he has said. I would have humility of mind, and be willing to be instructed as a child. The Lord has been pleased to give me great light, yet I know that He leads other minds, and opens to them the mysteries of His Word, and I want to receive every ray of light that God shall send me, though it should come through the humblest of His servants. 6. Did you regard them as perfect in their understanding? How did you regard their work? Some things presented in reference to the law and Galatians, if I fully understand his position, do not harmonize with the understanding I have had of this subject. Some interpretations of Scripture given by Dr. Wagoner I do not regard as correct. This was stated on November 1, 1888. A few years later, she did fully understand, and said, "The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith." In this scripture, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle is speaking especially of the moral law. I believe without a doubt that God has given precious truth at the right time to Brother Jones and Brother Wagoner. Do I place them as infallible? Do I say that they will not make a statement or have an idea that cannot be questioned, or that cannot be an error? Do I say so? No, I do not say any such thing. Nor do I say of any man in the world. But I do say God has sent light, and do be careful how ye treat it. Who says they, Jones and Wagoner, are perfect? Who claims it? We claim God has given us light in the right time. And now we should receive the truth of God, receive it as of heavenly origin. 7. How did you regard the message which Jones and Wagoner were bringing to the church? The Lord has raised up men, and given them a solemn message to bear to His people. God has made these men messengers to give light and truth to the people. The plan of salvation has been made so clear that a child may understand. A Christ-like spirit manifested, such as Elder E. J. Wagoner, had shown all through the presentation of his views. When Brother Wagoner brought out these ideas in Minneapolis, it was the first clear public teaching of this subject from any human lips I had heard, excepting the conversations between myself and my husband. And when another presented it, every fiber of my heart said, Amen. The Lord is speaking through His delegated messengers. You reject Christ in rejecting the message He sends. Elder Jones presented the subject of justification by faith, in a plain, direct manner, in such marked simplicity, that no one need to be in darkness, unless he has in him a decided heart of unbelief, to resist the workings of the Spirit of God, light which God has sent you for the last year and a half, or nearly that, that I might stand side by side with the messengers of God that I knew were His messengers, that I knew had a message for His people. I gave my message with them, right in harmony with the very message they were bearing. God has set His hand to do this work. Suppose you blot out the testimony that has been going during these last 2 years, 1890, proclaiming the righteousness of Christ. Who can you point to as bringing out special light for the people? The message as it has been presented should go to every church, the heavenly credentials. God has shown me that He raised up men here, to carry the truth to His people, and that this is the truth. The message given us by A.T. Jones and E.J. Wagoner is the message of God to the Laodicean church. The Lord has raised up Brother Jones and Brother Wagoner to proclaim a message to the world to prepare a people to stand in the day of God. 8. What encouragement do you give us that denominational repentance will yet prepare the way, so that the latter rain can come? There are glorious truths to come before the people of God. Privileges and duties which they do not even suspect to be in the Bible will be laid open before the followers of Christ. As they follow on in the path of humble obedience, doing God's will, they will know more and more of the oracles of God, and be established in right doctrines. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will dispel human imaginings, will break down self-erected barriers, and will cause to cease the feeling that I am holier than thou. There will be an humble spirit with all, more faith and love. Self will not be exalted. Look and live. Christ's spirit, Christ's example, will be exemplified in His people. We shall follow more closely the ways and works of Jesus. The pulpit, the press, and the church will be more humble, more forbearing, more patient and kind, and the love of Jesus will pervade our hearts. It is impossible for me to picture before you the result of this influence. The fear of God, the sense of His goodness, His holiness, will circulate through every Seventh-day Adventist institution. An atmosphere of love and peace will pervade every department. Every word spoken, every work performed, will have an influence that corresponds to the influence of heaven. Christ will abide in humanity, and humanity will abide in Christ. In all the work will appear not the character of finite men, but the character of the infinite God. The divine influence imparted by holy angels will impress the minds brought in contact with the workers. And from these workers a fragrant influence will go forth to all who choose to inhale it. The goodly fabric of character wrought through divine power will receive light and glory from heaven, and will stand out before the world as a witness, pointing to the throne of living God. Then the work will move forward with solidity and double strength. A new efficiency will be imparted to the workers in every line. Men will learn of the reconciliation from iniquity, which the Messiah has brought in through his sacrifice. The last message of warning and salvation will be given with mighty power. The earth will be lightened with the glory of God, and it will be ours to witness the soon coming in power and glory of our Lord and Savior.